Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting new or gently worn sweaters, coats, and cold weather gear at all PCC stores as part of KCTS 9's annual Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Sweater Drive, now through February 8th. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, after last week's show of the KitchenAid, we discovered that feelings are running pretty high about those stand mixers. We got an awful lot of response on that, and sad to say, not much of it was very positive about the new generations of KitchenAid mixers. So I thought maybe we would talk today about a new appliance that I bought. Believe it or not, I actually bought one that I just love so far.
Okay, so what is it?
It's the Cuisinart Griddler.
The Griddler?
Yes, it's
okay.
Called the Griddler.
And what does it do, Stan?
It makes Batman's life just living hell. Oh, wait, no, that's something else. It's an electric grill. It has removable plates. One side is flat and the other side is ridged. It's like a panini press, only you can cook meat and stuff on it, too. And the reason I got one is because Nick Morrison said his wife, Seal, came home with one, and they liked it real well. And I'm tired of using that gas grill. I hate using my gas grill. And I thought, gee, if I could cook, for instance, Andrea Wynn's lemongrass pork recipe on this thing, I wouldn't have to go outside. And so I got one.
Stein, did anyone ever tell you you're a wuss? You don't want to go outside for a few minutes in the cool to grill something?
Well, you know, everybody loves the great outdoors so much that I feel that I'm doing my part for the environment by staying out of it as much as possible and leaving more for everyone else. So I think it's really pretty selfless.
Anyway, so what have you made on this thing?
Well, so far I haven't made the lemongrass pork. I'm going to do that tonight, and we'll have a full report in the Food for Thought post on KPLU.org. So far, I've just made paninis, and the thing works great. I love it. And it really is nonstick and easy to clean, and it's nice. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty low-tech with my panini-type grilling. I have a cast-iron griddle and an old-fashioned bacon press.
One of those big, flat, heavy things?
You don't need a special plug-a-rama thing for that.
Oh, well, I know. But does it have a little handle that looks just like a little piggy?
Yeah.
It does, really? The handle is a little pig?
I think there is a pig on there.
There should be one, even if there isn't. Well, I know that you go way back with a similar item to what I got. I think the forerunner of all these things was the George Foreman grill, wasn't it?
Yes, and George Foreman grill loomed large in our lives here for a bit.
You were on, what was it? It was Talk of the Nation.
It was Talk of the Nation. I actually couldn't believe it. I was on the show during a Thanksgiving special, and George Foreman was on there with me. So I got to talk to him about the George Foreman grill.
Let me ask our restaurant critic, Nancy Leeson, have you ever tried anything that's been grilled on a George Foreman grill?
We bought one of those. My husband went to see his mother in Chicago, and she had one. And he came home and said, we need to buy one. We found the thing we love to cook the most on it is asparagus.
Whoa, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Shrimp does real well on George's machine, too.
But asparagus, I can tell you, I learned to love asparagus by way of the grill. Put them on, turn your back on them, come back, get them as crunchy as you want or just smooth as you want with your seasoning, marinated if you like, asparagus, the grills.
So, Stein, are you going to try asparagus on your fancy new grill?
It never occurred to me until I heard George Foreman recommend it just now. But if that champ likes grilled asparagus, then so do I.
With KPLU Electric Grillmeister Dick Stein, I'm Nancy.
The heavyweight champion.
Heavyweight.
Leeson.